Are you looking for your dream home? Well, that means you're looking for your dream loan. At UK Federal Credit Union, we make that dream a reality. UK Federal Credit Union has home loan options to fit your needs with quick pre-qualifications. Plus, you can get special incentives with our Home Plus program to save on closing costs. Apply online at ukfcu.org or at our 6 branch locations. First Mortgage Services is provided by our partner, SWBC Mortgage Corporation. UKFCU is an equal housing lender, and for full details, visit ukfcu.org.
Wing is a paid program on 630 WLAP.
This is the Tom Dupree Show on News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here. My name is Tommy, and I became aware this year. If you want to follow me, you've got to play pinball. And put in your earplugs, put on your eye shades, you know where to put the caulk.
Welcome to the Tom Dupree Show. This week, our host slash guest needs no introduction.
Slash what else?
Tom Dupree!
A-hole.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, this, keep it up. This is from the album called Hasten Down the Wind by Linda Ronstadt. Came out in 1976, which I was probably a junior at college. And I know I listened to this album a little bit, but not much. And I've gone by, I found it in a bargain bin at somewhere. And I've been listening to it a bunch, and the songs are just choice. These are not songs that played much on Top 40. And her artistic mastery by this album, her voice had kind of changed. It had become more full, because on her earlier albums, her voice sounds more like a little girl, I think. And on this one, it's just this, God, it's this incredibly female, beautiful voice. And so I just want to share, you know, I don't have the ability to share a lot of things with people, but this show gives me the ability to share what I think is beautiful music with our listeners. And that's what I like doing. I'll be honest with you. I like the music better than the text, although I like the text. But it's more fun to me. I mean, I was a DJ in college and on a small, tiny radio station. I got to play whatever I wanted to, and I loved it. And, you know, this is what I like doing. So I have been reading the book of Ezekiel. Some people say they don't like this first hour because I talk about things like this. And I understand it. If you're not there, you can turn it off and that kind of thing. But I think we live in a period in history that is maybe referred to in prophecy in the Bible. So it's fascinating to me because it's elemental. It is referential. It refers to where we are today. There are historical parallels today to so many things that are in the Bible. So I don't look at referring to these things as some kind of a dreamy, mystical thing. It's actually like reading the paper. Well, number one, you can't trust any papers nowadays. There are no newspapers that I trust. That includes the Wall Street Journal. Everybody has got pretty much an angle. I do like to read the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. And in doing so, I'm accused of being a right-wing ideologue. But let me ask you something. I mean, you read USA Today, you read the Courier Journal, you read the Lexington Herald Leader. My God, you're just reading propaganda. They just put in there what they think will change society to be the way they want it to be, and that's it. And it isn't the news. Once again, I wouldn't mind starting a little newspaper here that just went and covered the city council meetings, the school board meetings, you know, whatever the county judge is doing other than writing tirades against Trump on Facebook, which is what he does. What's happening with the roads in Fayette County? What's happening with the sewers? What's happening with the various essential services? And you could do a news. I mean, listen, if I could hire some journalism students that would get out there and bust their butts and do some real reporting, we could have a little newspaper in this town that would kick ass. I mean, it would run circles around the Herald Leader, and I could do it for a fraction of what their budget is. Because I know what we need. We need to have good news about the everything that's going on here locally that our tax dollars are going into. We need to have reporting about businesses. Now, I think the Smiley Pete people, Chuck Creasy, he tries to do a pretty good job with that kind of thing. And it's actually, I don't think I could compete with them. And I wouldn't want to. But there's other things that could be covered. You know, you can always cover more about restaurants. My gosh, we all know they need help. We went to a deal the other night. This is not what I typically do, but I'm driving down Manchester Street, and I look over this place I'd heard about. It's called The Burl, B-U-R-L. So, you know, I just drive up in there and get turn in and just drive in there. And the band is setting up right where I'm driving. And, you know, I hollered out the window, where are you guys from? Well, we're from Oregon or somewhere. And it was a band. And some guy comes out and says, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'd never been up in here. I didn't know what it was. Or I knew what it was. I knew it was a music hall, if you will. But he said, well, the owner's right over here. So I walked over, and I said, I've not been in. I mean, this isn't really my age group. I'm 64 years old, and you probably don't have that many people my age. He said, oh, hell yeah, we have, you know, people like you. And I said, well, who's playing tonight? And he said, it's a group called Leftover Salmon. It's like a bluegrass group. He said, y'all come over tonight. And I said, well, I mean, it's not, be my guest. So I went over there. There were 600 people. This was a Wednesday night. And I was so happy to see a big group of people gathered around, not wearing masks, enjoying music. It was so much fun. All right. That's called The Burl up there. It's an up-and-coming business. They were open during COVID. He kept doing shows. This kid, he's sharp. All right. Ezekiel 1. We're going to talk about Ezekiel. I'm on the fourth verse. He says, as I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. So amber is kind of an orange look. I remember we had these screens when I was in the securities business down in Houston, Texas, these little screens made by Quotron. That's how you got your stock quotes. And they were always this kind of orange lettering. It was called amber. From the center of the cloud came forth four living beings that looked human, except that each had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. So what's that all about? Under each of their four wings could I see human hands. So each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. You know, throughout mythology, you see references to half human, half animal kinds of beings. And they're in the Bible, too. What they signify, I don't know. Illustration, the allegory is interesting to me. The wings of each living being touch the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moves straight forward in any direction without turning around. Each had a human face on the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. Think about those symbols, a human, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. These are symbols of things and animals and beings, all of which mean something. I'm not exactly sure what, but it has a meaning. They went in whatever direction the Spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. As I looked at these beings, I saw four wheels touching the ground beside them, one wheel belonging to each. The wheels sparkled as if made of beryl, which is a kind of a mineral. All four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The beings could move in any of the four directions they faced. without turning as they moved. The rims of the wheels were tall and frightening, and they were covered with eyes all around. One of the things that I noticed at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, which really kicked in about March of last year, it seemed like people were kind of in a trance. They were, their brain, their critical function took leave of them, and they became followers rather than leaders. People that had previously been leaders became followers. They ceded their critical thinking apparatus away to the government, to the medical establishment, to the collective, if you will, and decided that they would let medicine and the consensus view do their thinking for them. This is the very opposite of what I believe, based on everything I've read and felt and experienced over the years, that God created us to be thinking. That's why the brain is so complex and has so many potential avenues for thought and debate and analysis. And yet, there are very few people nowadays doing any analysis that's not sanctioned by what the collective says and demands. Most out-of-the-box thinking is now prohibited. And it's so interesting. I received a lecture today from someone who said, I was supposed to meet this person, and they said, if you haven't been vaccinated, you cannot come in my house. It's interesting. I don't feel like I need to share my medical procedures that I've gone through with anybody but my doctor. So I don't feel the need to say I have or have not, you know, been vaccinated. But the audacity of the comment was just, I couldn't believe it. But it's this kind of thinking that you're seeing from people who have allowed the system to do the thinking for them. And it's all over the news media. I mean, it's the way the world is thinking right now. This was simply a symptom of what's going on a larger scale, where the analytical function, the critical thinking function that we all have and God gives us in our brain to be exercised and used has been taken away. And I don't believe that that's a good thing. I think that these prophetic words that we see in the Bible are actually, a foreshadowing of when people will be led by these large forces that are beyond their control and they don't have any response to it. But that's not what I feel I've been trained to do. I believe that it's not up to me to sit back and let you or somebody else, I'm supposed to think for myself. That's what I'm supposed to do, not sit back and take orders and not think about it. And that's why you're listening to this program. You're not listening to this program because you don't want to think for yourself. This has got lots of symbolism. At the end of it, it says, above the surface was something that looked like a throne made of blue lapis lazuli. And on this throne, high above, was a figure whose appearance resembled a man. From what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like a gleaming amber, flickering like a fire. And from his waist down, he looked like a burning flame, shining with splendor. All around him was a glowing halo, like a rainbow shining in the clouds on a rainy day. This is what the glory of the Lord looked like to me. When I saw it, I fell face down on the ground, and I heard someone's voice speaking to me. God only speaks to those who are listening to him. To those who are not listening, he speaks at them. He will ultimately judge everybody on this earth. And you cannot say at the time when judgment comes, oh, I got caught up in what the crowd was doing. You can't claim that as your defense, because God gave you a mind to think and a brain to process things, and a spirit to hear him with. And that's what you've been given, and you have to use it. You can't sit back and say, I didn't use it because I didn't know to.
You can reduce your auto loan rate with UK Federal Credit Union. We offer low auto loan rates so that you can refinance and earn a 1% cash rebate on the amount financed. You can apply at ukfcu.org, at the dealer, or at any of our 6 locations. It's UKFCU. It's banking only better.
Member qualifications apply. Existing UKFCU loans not eligible for rebate. Maximum cash rebate of $1,000. Full disclosures at ukfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
With MailChimp, you get more than a URL. You get an all-in-one marketing platform to help drive sales. With things like data-driven recommendations and powerful automation tools. Get started today at MailChimp.com/smartmarketing. MailChimp, built for growing businesses.
And because it's not going to be an excuse. You're going to have to. You're going to have to be able to, I don't know. It's beautiful. I'll just let this play.
You've been listening to the Tom Dupree Show. We'll be back after this short break. Stay tuned. And I don't know the cure, no. Still I can't keep wondering if I still
totally and emphatically.
It's stuff like this.
Disagree with your last caller.
24/7 News Radio 630 WLAP.
Hi, this is Tom Dupree. What actually makes a difference in life? Is it Bitcoin? Is it gold? Perhaps it's bonds, racehorses? No. Of any economic entity in which you can invest, the ones which actually make a difference are corporations. They are maligned, taxed, demonized, run by left-wing ideologues, but still, they must produce a profit. They cannot afford to invest in things the way that government does. Their investments must show a profit. Their investments must be productive. We believe our clients like to think their investments are being productive, both for society and for them. For a free review of your retirement investment portfolio, call Dupree Financial Group at 859-233-0400. And be sure to listen to the Tom Dupree Show Saturdays at 7 a.m. at News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
Now serving B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line. Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly. You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time. That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game. Real great work, Jim. You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
You spent a long time tucked in. Tucked into your home. Tucked into your auto-playing streaming box. Not anymore. Now you can untuck. Untuck a road trip. Untuck a Saturday tailgate. Then untuck a Sunday tailgate too. Untuck whatever you damn well please. And if you want to look good while doing it, untuck with the shirt made for this moment. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Find your perfect fit at untuckit.com or one of 80 plus untucked stores nationwide. Use code SUNNY for 20% off your first purchase.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
A little toastier across the area on this Saturday with a mix of sun to clouds. Afternoon temperatures warming into the mid and the upper 80s. We'll keep that dry sky. From the WKYT First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Bailey.
Broadcasting live 24-7 from the Red State Barbecue Studios, this is News Radio 630 WLAP.
Now the app you use to listen to all your favorite radio stations and podcasts is also your free music app. Yep, the free iHeart app now lets you create playlists totally free. Hear a song on the radio that you love? Just grab it and start a brand new playlist of Oh Wow songs. You're one tap away from being able to save all the songs from your favorite stations. So go ahead, get started now. It's free. Do one for every day of the week. It's entirely up to you and entirely free on the iHeart app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one.
If you're wondering what's going on in the markets these days, you're not alone. It seems the conventional metrics of discerning value in markets has been thrown out the window. Perhaps it may help to look at interest rates, which are lower than ever. They are lower than in my dad's time in the business and in my granddad's time. Interest rates can justify valuations in the stock market, and lower interest rates can support higher valuations. So maybe things aren't that crazy. We talk about stuff like this at Dupree Financial Group. For a no-obligation review of your retirement investment portfolio, call us at 859-233-0400 or go to DupreeFinancial.com. And be sure to listen to the Tom Dupree Show Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. at News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com. That's Dupree Financial Group at 233-0400.
630 WLAP.
Save me, free me from my heart this time. Well, the train's gone down the track and I'm left behind. But
to the Tom Dupree Show for the second half of the first hour. What you got for this half, Tom?
You know, I have a cousin who lives in Nashville, and she's fairly, somewhat connected with the music business. Of course, everybody down there says they are, but I think she's a little bit connected to it. Not in a big way, but somewhat. And I sent her some of these clips from this Linda Ronstadt album. I said, there anything coming out of Nashville like this right now? First of all, that kind of voice, kick that up. I mean, get this. Here she goes. Golly! I mean, that's just that note. There's nobody singing like this in Nashville.
What about Carrie Underwood?
I just think she's very formulaic. I mean, she's a good singer, but she doesn't ooze. This is so much to the heart. Carrie Underwood, I feel like, is kind of singing for the money. I mean, it's just my feeling with her. And
have you heard some of her gospel stuff, though?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a gospel album. There's actually a good one. I'll tell you what, I don't remember the name of it. It's number 7 on that album. By the Waters of, see if you can find that. I'm going to read a little Ezekiel 2. Stand up, son of man, said the voice. I want to speak with you. Get off your butt. The Spirit came into me as he spoke, and he set me on my feet. I listened carefully to his words. Son of man, he said, I am sending you to the nation of Israel, a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been rebelling against me to this very day. They are a stubborn, and did you find it?
Is it Rock Me on the Water?
No, it's By the Waters of Babylon. That's what it is. By the Waters of Babylon by Linda Ronstadt. They and their ancestors have been rebelling against me to this very day. They are a stubborn and hard-hearted people. But I am sending you to say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. And whether they listen or refuse to listen, for remember, they are rebels. At least they will know they have had a prophet among them. My God, that's some strong-ass stuff right there. Son of man, do not fear them nor their words. Don't be afraid, even though their threats surround you like nettles and briars and stinging scorpions. That's anybody nowadays that chooses to speak the truth against the idiots that act like they're telling you the truth. All right, you got it?
Not by Linda Ronstadt, I don't.
It's by her. Okay, well, I can find it on my phone, but I don't have it on my own Bluetooth. Yeah, it's on that album, By the Waters of Babylon. Do not be dismayed by their dark scowls, even though they are rebels. You must give them my messages, whether they listen or not. But they won't listen, for they are completely rebellious. And by the way, this is the state of man. Nobody likes to be told what to do. You know, the English people were willing to submit to Churchill just as long as there was a threat. During the war, as soon as the threat was over, they said, we're done with you. Now, he wasn't done. He came back later. But they decide, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, same kind of deal. Trump, you know, spit him out. And then they will. Here we go. Where he
sat down. It's actually the Rivers of Babylon.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I couldn't find it. For the wicked carrieth away captivity, require from us a song.
How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O the Rye.
Okay, so that was on an album that was not... That's fine. Go ahead and play it. That was on an album that was not considered... Oh, that's a good song. Play that sucker. That was on an album that was not considered a gospel album. But she put that in. I think this is Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris, isn't it?
No, it's Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, Emmy Lou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt, right? Yeah. It's all three of them.
To know him is to love him.
Yeah, that's them three singing together. Oh, God, this is smooth.
Everyone says there'll come a day when I'll walk alongside of him. Yes, just to know him is to love, love, love.
Okay. That was good. That's a good get, honey. You did good with that.
What did they say about the blind hog?
Well, I mean, you find an acorn actually more than every now and then. You know, you're actually pretty good. By the way, the Tom Dupree Show in its present form would not exist.
Are you looking for your dream home? Well, that means you're looking for your dream loan. At UK Federal Credit Union, we make that dream a reality. UK Federal Credit Union has home loan options to fit your needs with quick pre-qualifications. Plus, you can get special incentives with our Home Plus program to save on closing costs. Apply online at ukfcu.org or at our 6 branch locations. First Mortgage Services is provided by our partner, SWBC Mortgage Corporation. UKFCU is an equal housing lender, and for full details, visit ukfcu.org.
If it were not for Elizabeth, my wife, she, you know, and I say it every day. When COVID hit, we were told by the studio and the radio station that, you know, we could not be in the studio anymore.
And they gave us about 6 hours notice, I think it
yeah.
was.
And, you know, they freaked out, and they'll even admit it. And so, therefore, we had to figure something out. And for, what is it, 2 or 3 shows, we were doing it on this Anchor app on the phone. It was not good.
I think it was longer than 2 or 3.
Well, whatever. It was horrible.
It was trying.
And
we appreciate the listeners that stuck with us
yeah,
through all that.
It was
too.
Bad. And I mean, it was unprecedented times. Well, she gets online and she finds the last one in the country. It's called a Rodecaster, which we still have and we're using right now. She got it from Amazon. And
actually, it was an audio store out of New York City.
Okay, so it gets here. She figures out how to use the daggone thing, and we're in business. So what we do is record the show now, and then she downloads it to the computer, which in turn uploads it to the station. We can go somewhere and upload from the road. I mean, as long as we got a Wi-Fi connection. We don't have to go out and buy one of those Comrex access things that cost $6,000 and, you know, makes it sound like you're in a studio. And what happens is it goes into a high-speed internet thing into the station and you're kind of doing it live, but it doesn't record. That sucker is expensive. We got something a lot less expensive. It sounds as good as being in the studio. And it's because of my wife being smart. She was so smart, and she is so smart. And she came up with something that saved the show. It saved it. It's that simple. So we have a show today because of Elizabeth doing what she did. And it's, anybody will tell you that if she hadn't done it, I don't think the show would have survived. Not doing it on our phones. And that was her idea also.
I was in a pinch.
She don't want to take credit.
No, I don't mind taking credit because that's what got it on the air then too.
But how did you come up with the idea to do what you did?
It's like everybody else knows how to Google. I just Googled and researched and figured it out. It is essentially what today's podcasters use to create all the good content that, and this can work with a lot of other things that we haven't explored yet.
I mean, we could do video with it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, I want to go back to Isaiah for a little bit.
That's what's next, Tom.
Yeah. Then I'll have to actually take a bath.
Oh, my Lord. And, you do and have actually, a face. You got a face for radio. That is true, right?
Okay. The idea of the prophet basically grinding against a group of people who have this idea that they are right. And the idea that you got to be pretty cocky to be a prophet. I mean, listen, you got to get in a spot where you feel like if you're getting opposition, you're actually doing your job. That is contrary to human nature. Human nature says you're doing your job if you're getting positive feedback, if your people like you or saying things to you that make you feel good about your ego and yourself. I'll give you an example. 2009, March, Dow Jones gets down to like 6,300. You know, today it's 34,000. Gets to 6,300. That is right at the end of 08, 09, the big drop. About a month later, I send out a letter to a list. I don't know where I got the list. I do, but I'm not going to tell you. And I just said, guys, the market is dirt cheap. You should take a look at putting some money into stocks. Doesn't matter who you do it with or what, you know, particular vehicle you use. You just need some exposure in here. Would you believe that we got really some vicious pushback from that? People saying, what the hell are you talking about? You know, don't send me something like that. They hated stock. When things are down and cheap, that's when people typically hate them the most. They think it's a horrible asset class. They don't think in terms of the upside. They think of the recent, it's called recency bias. They think of the recent drop that's occurred, and they think it's bad because it's dropped. It's actually gotten better. I'm not going to dwell on that because that's investment related. We'll talk about that in the second half or second hour. That other one that I asked you, make sure you start it so it's got 2 minutes to play, okay? The idea that the truth is sometimes really being reviled because people have a tendency to fight the truth. They don't like it. It's everybody. I'm no better than anybody else. I want to run from the truth because it bugs me. I don't like the fact that it is what it is. It bothers my ego because I think I want to be smart and the master of my own destiny.
And so therefore I rebel at the truth, except when I'm in a very, very tough spot. That humbles me to the point where I'll accept it. But it's human nature. You don't hear anybody nowadays saying, you know, we're in unprecedented territory. We have a corrupt government, top to bottom. We have a money supply and a Federal Reserve that's off the hook. Inflation is starting to kick in, and the official line on inflation right now is denial among people in the government. It's not happening. We have the government not only wanting to offer abortions, but promoting it in bed with the abortion industry. It's so damn corrupt right now, and all these people whistling, well, at least it's not Trump. They can't talk about it, so they talk about something else. And when things get like that, it's like a stock market that's gotten very toppy. You know, the first crack will send people running for cover, and it's going to be interesting what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict anything. I don't try to predict. I am not a prognosticator. I can tell you that this will not continue forever. If you believe that the elections were bogus, like I do, if you believe that so many things regarding COVID were cooked up in a lab, and that means that the drug companies were involved, and, you know, whatever makes the drug companies money is what makes them money. It's not necessarily in favor of your health. If you believe these things, which I do, and my beliefs are not based on some knee-jerk reaction. They're based upon my study of facts that have not been censored. Then you're suffering right now because you see everything in the world going a different direction. But it's not going to be that way forever. God will prevail. He will have his way. There will be a day of reckoning for all these lies that have been propagated. You know, people say, aren't you afraid to say stuff like that publicly? I'm afraid not to. If I have a public pulpit, I want to testify to Jesus Christ, him crucified, and the truth. I don't want to spread a lie. I would never spread a lie willingly, and I'm not going to spread a half-truth unwillingly. So,
there's your 2 minutes, Mark.
All right, I'm going to talk about this song. This was written by a woman named Carla Bonhoff, who is a songwriter, and she never had the kind of fame that Linda Ronstadt had, but she got picked up by Linda Ronstadt and some others. Some of her songs were done by others and some were done by her. That's Carla Bonhoff, the writer of this song, performed by Linda Ronstadt.
All right, you've been listening to the Tom Dupree Show. Joining us in the next hour will be our financial guys. So stay tuned to hear what's been going on in the markets. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Here you are, all alone in the city. Where's the love that you took to your side? Lonely faces will stare through your eyes in the night. And they'll say, woman, sweet woman, please come home with me.
This is what's happening.
Go Team USA.
These Olympics are mirroring the world's concern for COVID.
Check in all weekend.
Sham committee, politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
Get the truth, not to get Trump.
This.
NASA are coming back.
Is News Radio 630 WLAP.
Hi, this is Tom Dupree. What actually makes a difference in life? Is it Bitcoin? Is it gold? Perhaps it's bonds, racehorses? No. Of any economic entity in which you can invest, the ones which actually make a difference are corporations. They are maligned, taxed, demonized, run by left-wing ideologues, but still, they must produce a profit. They cannot afford to invest in things the way that government does. Their investments must show a profit. Their investments must be productive. We believe our clients like to think their investments are being productive, both for society and for them. For a free review of your retirement investment portfolio, call Dupree Financial Group at 859-233-0400 and be sure to listen to the Tom Dupree Show Saturdays at 7 a.m. at News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
Are you looking for your dream home? Well, that means you're looking for your dream loan. At UK Federal Credit Union, we make that dream a reality. UK Federal Credit Union has home loan options to fit your needs with quick pre-qualifications. Plus, you can get special incentives with our Home Plus program to save on closing costs. Apply online at ukfcu.org or at our 6 branch locations. First Mortgage Services is provided by our partner, SWBC Mortgage Corporation. UKFCU is an equal housing lender, and for full details, visit ukfcu.org.